Welcome to the Comic Good Radio Show, brought to you by Venom Rescue Mission. I'm Fry's Monster, here of Andres, here of John McClane, and here of Candace.
Nice. Excellent.
Absolutely. Once again, we're back, and we have one of the best guest co-hosts a man could ask for, and Mr. Andresito, the son of Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. And as he said, I am John McClane, also known as Pastor John. And and we got an awesome guest in Candace McClane here in studio. I would say no relation, but there's definitely a relation. She's my wife.
Fry's Monster is my name.
Fry Monster?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I just announced it.
He has now changed his name to Fry Monster.
Yeah.
So we have Monster. To put that, it's on record now. So it's you can't change it. When you go to school tomorrow, you have to go into class and be like, hey everybody, I am now Fry Monster. You must call me Fry Monster, and if you call me anything but Fry Monster, I will not respond.
Yes.
So today we have another amazing Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We have on the first part of the show, we'll have Miss Candace McClane, formerly Candace Waller, here in studio with us to talk about true counseling, because Candace is actually a counselor, and she is the founder of True Counseling, which primarily focuses on couple counseling, I've heard, but also does a lot of awesome things. So we'll also be talking about how they'll be doing a COVID-19 support group this coming weekend, and then we will be talking about all kind of fun couple counseling stuff. I'm actually excited to have her with us today, because last time we had Candace in studio, it really touched on a sweet nerve for Andreas, and he had all kind of like little couple questions to ask her, and it seemed like he went back home, and him and his wife had an incrementally better relationship since. So it'll be cool to see what he cooks up today. And then on the second half of the show, we have
some great people.
Yeah, well, we have somebody with the Oro Valley City Council.
Oh, cool.
Or actually, that's running for Oro Valley Town Council. I'm not sure what the population of Oro Valley is, mm-hmm. but apparently they're not a city, because they don't have, like, we have the Tucson City Council in Tucson, but they have a town council up there. But it's actually Joseph Ersig, who's actually in a lot of ways, he's a pillar in the Tucson community. So this would be super cool to talk about, why he thinks he's qualified for the position, and what his, the challenges he thinks he'll be facing, and then what his, his big priorities are around taking that position. So we'll have all that today on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. But let's start with the lady of the hour.
Ooh.
With Miss Candace, Mrs. Candace McClane. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here as a McClane for the first time.
Wow. How does that feel?
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah,
it fits me well.
It does. It does. It looks good on you. Yeah. It brings out the color of your eyes.
Oh, which are brown for those who can't see it.
So I guess for those who didn't catch the last time you were on the Common Good Radio Show, explain to them what true counseling is, what you guys do, and what you're all about.
True Counseling is a counseling firm. We work with primarily couples and families. So couples, that could be any style of a romantic relationship, and families, any style of family. If you deem yourself as family, then you can come see us. With that being said, most couples, if you're doing premarital counseling, if you recognize you have a new person in your family, whether a baby or a blended family, or you've been married for a while, you just kind of want to check in, or if you're thinking about separating and you just kind of want to iron things out emotionally, we are the place for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I think that's one of the best descriptions I've heard you give of true counseling, and it's interesting that's kind of the description now, because I heard, I think it was yesterday, kind of like as I was stepping out of the house, you're on a consultation, and that was kind of like the way you're explaining to them, like kind of all the different levels of a relationship. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, that's right. A couple, couples counseling isn't just, okay, you know, we're in either a marriage or a committed relationship and we're maybe having issues that we want to iron out, but there's just so many levels. It's like,
absolutely.
Like even sometimes in a way, like going into this relationship or going to this next transition, you need a couple, and coming out of it, you need a couple,
for a couple
counselor. And there's just so many different angles that you deal with.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, the definition of family has changed, you know, back in the 50s or 40s, 60s, 80s, 90s, pick a decade. You know, family was more so seen as like a man and a woman come together having children. But now that's not the case anymore. You know, we have same-sex couples. We have couples who were divorced and now coming together and having a blended family. So all of those dynamics, we have step-parenting, co-parenting. What does that even look like? All of that can be seen under the umbrella of a family. So sometimes we just have the need to have a third party come in and, you know, help kind of iron things out. And especially when it comes to shifting family dynamics, whether it be children growing up in the home and now they're adult, and how parents sometimes have a hard time transitioning between, I have an adult child versus a minor child, and what does that look like, and setting boundaries. So all of that is like family developmental phases that we're coming to understand are very important in just, you know, building healthy families, which ultimately build healthy communities.
That's great. And you mentioned something very interesting about how, you know, how can you make it work when you have an older sibling, like the children, and then the younger one, and then the parents, kind of like, you know, sometimes the kids can be out of control. And, you know, how do you help people with that, with, you know, helping people that are having some challenges with the kids? And then, you know, making sure that they're getting along somehow, because I think also that relationship with the kids is also somewhat of like, or like that's something that they also probably deal with. What are your thoughts about that? Like,
yeah, sibling dynamics are definitely important because they are kind of like the next generation of the family. So if you have two parents and if they make the choice to have kids, however the children come into their lives, whether it be adoption or biologically or step kids or blended family, once the parents are no longer with us, which is kind of the cycle of life, it's up to the remaining children to carry on the legacy of the family. So it's imperative that children get along and have a good working adult sibling relationship, because they are kind of the next generation to support whatever's happening. So typically when we see, you know, kids not getting along, sometimes it can just be a developmental part. Like, for example, my sister and I have a sister. She's 4 years older than me. Every time I hit a new developmental mark, she also hit a developmental mark. So when I was in middle school, she was in high school. When I was in high school, she was in college. So it wasn't until we actually became adults that we were able to kind of not only be recognize our relationship as sisters, but also be friends. And so as long as the parents support that and say, like, call your sibling, call your brother or your sister, or recognize, like, you have to carry on our legacy, I think the kids will understand that as they get older and kind of work to develop their own relationship.
Awesome. Interesting. Good stuff.
Well, we will talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org yet, please check it out. It'll tell you all about the radio show and all about our homeless veteran transition program and all the work we're doing to connect unhoused veterans with housing and with jobs and with education, with their family, pretty much whatever they need. You could also call us at 520-329-9192 if you're a veteran that needs assistance. We'll be back right after this break.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Don't wait. Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Fry's Monster, hero of Andres, hero of John McClain, and hero of Candace.
Yes, yes, the Fry's Monster, man. You're scaring me because, man, we're going to get home and your mom's going to say, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Not going to recognize you.
She's like, where's my son?
I know. This is your new son. I'm the Fry's Monster.
I did not birth
a Fry's Monster. Nice. Well, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, as the Fry's Monster let us know. I am that very Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching, and then also the founder of True Counseling, Candace McClain of Every Relation. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us here, and thank you for dealing with me. I appreciate that about you. That's one of my favorite things about you.
There you go. You know something that you said before we went into the break? You were talking about legacy, and that was pretty powerful how you mentioned that. And like, what are your thoughts about when it comes to like legacy and, you know, like the importance of the role that we play to make sure that we pass that down to our kids? Like, what would you say would be like 2 to 3 tips that you would give somebody in order for you to be able to pass that down so children can understand the importance of legacy as they're growing up?
I would probably say the first thing is just understanding what the family morals are. Understanding what the family morals are, you know, oftentimes we think children, you know, we all say children don't come with a rule book, but we also can look at them as if they're like just a regular sheet of blank paper that we get out of a copy machine. And so what I mean by that is, like, you know, when we make a copy, we all know it's just a blank sheet of paper. So anytime you write on it, color on it, cut it, color it, you know, balled it up, whenever you try to flatten it out, that's when you're an adult. You know, a lot of times we spend most of our adulthood unpacking all of the marks that were left on us as we were kids. So as parents, what you can really do is just understand, like, the person that I'm raising will become a productive citizen, we hope. So what kind of citizen, what kind of person do I want them to be? And the second one, in reference to legacy, is the person I'm raising, I want them to be able to maintain healthy relationships with other people. So it's like, what am I instilling them that will actually make them a good partner? What will make them a good friend? What will make them a good sibling? You know, so looking at it like that. And then the third one, it's just like understanding that life can be fun. You know, like sometimes we get in the groove of 9 to 5, 8 to 4. And we forget that, like, hey, we can have fun sometimes. So instilling like healthy relationships, productive citizen, but also just being fun and understanding what that means and how to have healthy fun.
Those are really powerful tips, and I definitely agree with all of them. And I like the analogies that you use with the whole thing with the paper and like you said, morals, you know, kind of like values and where you come from. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. And you also mentioned something very interesting about how, you know, when somebody's working so much and just to the point where sometimes you can't even be with family and things like that, like, what would you say would be some tips? Or maybe you could share like a story of like maybe a client where they had some challenges with having that relationship with their siblings and their family and their wife or whatever. But at the same time, like, working so much, you know, to the point that maybe they're burning out and then they don't bring the appreciation to the house or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of times parents, I had actually this newest couple I'm going to start working with, the husband, he's presenting in that fashion of like he just works so much because he wants to provide for his family, which is rightfully so. You know, that's what most parents or people want to do for their family. However, what it can really look like is just having a set aside day and time. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, couples, family members, all in between, they have a hard time adjusting to the concept of scheduling things. We think like family time or fun is supposed to be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Well, when it's spontaneous, it's not accounted for. So you can't really just be spontaneous because we typically have a set schedule or structure. Wow. So setting a time like every Friday, we are going to do this as a family. So you know throughout your work week, you can prepare yourself from an energy standpoint to be ready for a Friday. So, for example, when I was a little kid, I tell this story, John always like looks at me kind of weird, but every Tuesday was family wrestling night at my house, right? So my dad would come home, I have an older sister and my mom, and we would have like a pillow fight. So it would be my dad and me because I was the smallest, and then my sister and my mom because they were like, you know, like evenly weighted distribution here. And then we would just have a pillow fight every Tuesday. And I never thought about it as like, oh, this is weird. But John says it was kind of weird now that like when I say it. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, no. On Tuesday, we had family pillow fight night. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, we had blueberries to watch TGI Fridays, the whole like line up with Family Matters. So we did that every Tuesday. We did that every Tuesday and Friday, no matter what happened with my family. So no matter how tired my parents were, they knew they had to get their energy level ready for Tuesday and Friday. And that's what we did.
That's so cool how you mentioned that your parents, they kind of put themselves in a peak state to like, oh, I'm tired, but you know I gotta do this. Mm-hmm. And it's just the power of having that mindset and almost like being prepared, visualizing what you're going to do for your kids, for your family, to keep your family together. And that's really cool how you do the Tuesday pillow fights. Fridays, well, you guys are a little bit more healthier than us because we do Friday pizza night.
Yeah.
So you do blueberries.
I'm blueberry like, muffins,
I think Fry Monster, we're going to have to change to blueberries instead of pizza, okay? No, he doesn't like that. Okay. But that's so cool. Like those are some really powerful tips. And then in regards to like the scheduling, like what do you think are some conflicts that people run into that takes away from the schedules, and how can that affect people, and how like what tips would you give them so that they could be on the same page?
It's really just about discussion. You know, oftentimes when we think of schedule or we think of like scheduling things, we feel as if it takes the fun out of things, when actually it can support and promote fun because you know what you're getting prepared for. So just kind of just shifting the thought process of like, how is this helping myself? How is this helping my family? What memories are we building by having this structure? Because had my parents, I don't know if my parents sat down and like had a conversation like every Tuesday we're going to do this, or it's just something that developed over time because they witnessed that we needed that time together as a family. So that really is the role of the parents or the adults of just saying like, how do we want our family structure to be? What do we want it to look like? Because you are impacting not only yourself, but you're impacting future generations. Mm-hmm. You're impacting the community. You're impacting work environments. If you send a child out to the world, that is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so powerful. True. Good stuff.
It's nice. This is what I guess, man. Yeah, it's cool just seeing you guys kind of flow, because definitely Candace always has good information to share. Mm-hmm. And he was well Dreas, so kind of see you guys cool to kind of step into that chamber of trust and have this conversation. I'm sure people at home listening learned a lot.
I learned a lot right now too, man. I mean it's always good to just ask questions to get more of the answers that, you know, and reminders, because some of the things that she mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, I used to do that. Okay, maybe I need to do that again, or things like that. So it's good to kind of just like listen to it again. Mm-hmm. That way you can just, again, I got to get back on that.
Well, tell our listeners about what I Believe in Myself coaching is doing and how they can connect.
Yeah, so I'm just actually going to be starting something new. It's called Man's Search for Purpose. So what I'm doing is I'm looking for men who are ready to do what inspires them to make the world a better place. And I'm looking for men who are very serious about their change and their transformation, because it will be transformational. And what it'll do is it'll help them overcome the fear that is stopping them from getting to that life's purpose, so that they can leave a legacy behind. So if you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to give you the details. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Fry's Monster, here with Andres, here with John McClain, here with Candace.
Yes.
Cookie. Yeah, I was thinking cookie much, but I don't think fry.
The same type of pop, yeah. So, yeah, it's the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Machine, highlighting the good in our community. One of the people we have in studio here that's doing good in our community, her name is Mrs. Candace McClain, soon to be Dr. Candace McClain.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's
yeah.
Cool. When is that, Ern?
Hopefully this summer.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's
really cool.
Yeah. So it works. My mom is very excited. We're going to have a doctor in the family. So
every time I come here, you introduce me as something new. Like just Candace Waller, then Candace McClain.
I know.
Transformation, man.
So I'm not letting you on again until...
Until
you get that PhD. Exactly.
Accountability.
Yeah. So speaking of all the kind of cool things that are coming out of True Counseling, we touch base on... You know what the practice True Counseling does for couples and for, you know, that grouping of people. I know because, you know, we're working on it together. You're going to be doing a COVID-19 support group Saturday the 26th at 5 p.m. in front of the downtown library.
No, nice.
Tell us more about that and, you know, what exactly that is.
Yeah, it's just a support group for those who are still having anxiety or just overall feelings about COVID. I know it's kind of been going on. I know at one point in time we were thinking like, oh, this will be over. And now we're at a point where it's like, oh, we have to live with this. And what does that actually mean? So that's what the group will really be about. Just people coming together at 5 o'clock in front of the downtown library, just kind of talking about what does this mean for them? How will their life have to shift? Coming together with possibly like-minded people to just say like, hey, this is what I've done differently. This is what I'm going to be doing differently. And just how we can actually just talk about our feelings of like the change and how sometimes change can be stressful, but it's also rewarding if you kind of see the change through. And we've been changing a lot over these past couple of years. So even if people just want to come out and just tell their testimony about how they have changed since COVID first hit in March of 2020 and just what their life is now, that'll be also appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's definitely something that is really much needed more than ever. Just having that support and having somebody to talk to. I mean, what are your thoughts about it just being isolated? Because we talked about this. I had a men's group like on Wednesday, and a lot of the talk was like just feeling alone, you know? Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts about that? And just the importance of just coming out and socializing. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, my initial thought was like, I'm an introvert, so I was like happy. I was like, yes, be by myself all the time. I've been living this way anyway. Yeah. But then I met John and got married, so I was like, oh, that's all changing. However,
oh yeah, definitely John too.
However, for the most people, I think prior to COVID, we took social interaction or human connection for granted. And I think that with COVID happening and we were kind of forced to isolate, it really helped us understand like we need connection now more than ever. It's different when you have a choice to do something, if you want to go outside or not want to go outside, versus being told you can't do either one. You know, we always develop feelings around things that we are told we can't do. It makes us want to do it more. So with that being said, it's just like understanding the importance of connection, understanding the value of human interaction, and how, now that we're understanding that more, we can be more intentional about it now that we're kind of coming, I don't want to say out of COVID, but through COVID, to kind of have like different ways of living and embracing that change as well.
Yeah, that's powerful what you said about the whole interaction and connection. And what are your thoughts about like people who want to connect, who want to have more interactions with siblings, their spouse, or just people in general? Like, what do you think would be some things that people could start doing in their lives if they're not used to like having that interaction? Because I know when I was growing up, our family was really not that type of family. Like, hey, let's have a pillow fight or something like that. And we were just kind of like, okay, you go play your game and you do this. And everybody went their own way, but we never had that connection, that interaction. And I think that really affected us. And me too, like having relationships with women or just people in general, I was not very good with relationships because of that. But what are your thoughts about giving people some tips on like interactions and connections, and how can they have that better interaction and connection?
Yeah, I think the biggest word that I can think of that came to mind as you were speaking was just intentionality. You know, being intentional, you know, now that we're working through COVID and we're starting to understand why human connection is important, we have to be intentional about it. We have to be intentional about picking up that phone. We have to be intentional about sending that text or that Snapchat or that DM. You know, we have to be intentional. We have to set our standards of what we feel like is healthy for us and for our family. But outside of the standard, we can say like, okay, what am I willing to move around or work on in order to help build better relationships with the people who I deem important, which may not always be blood. It may just be friends or coworkers or families that you're like, oh, I'm going to be intentional about getting to know this person because we could be separated again. And I don't necessarily want that to happen, even if it has to.
Yeah, that's powerful to think that, hey, you know what if I don't see this person again? You know, that puts it into perspective of like, dang, I gotta actually do this.
Yeah,
you know,
or so. Just you want may not see him for a while. So it's just like not seeing them for a while. It's like, how does that work? Like, what do I need to do today to let them know that I do care about them? And what kind of words can I speak to them to help them understand that I care about them?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got about a minute, so we have to jump out of here. How can people connect with you? You know, what's next with the COVID-19 support group? Actually, let me just give the information for that. That's a camp outreach from March 25th to March 27th from the downtown library, Veteran Rescue Mission, True Counseling, Juice for Justice, Arizona Music Connection will be out there providing need items, cots at night, pretty much like an outdoor shelter for people. Saturday, you'll be doing a COVID-19 support group. Will there be like online support groups following that? And then also, how can people get a hold of you if they want some couples counseling?
Yes. So depending on the turnout for the camp out, we will move to online, if not in person, if we can find a nice, safe establishment. If you are looking for me, you can always find me on Instagram at One True Counseling and my website, onetruecounseling.com. Or you can always call me at 520-800-4609 and be on the lookout for my couples workbook that I'm having, that I'm in the process of creating.
Nice.
Of 12 topics all couples should discuss.
All right. Awesome. I'm getting that. When is that coming out? Accountability.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Candace, for being here in studio with us once again.
You're welcome anytime.
Yeah. Thank you, Candace.
Yeah. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You guys hang in right there. We'll be back with Joseph Ersig after the break. And yeah, grab a snack. You can go potty real quick if you want, but don't go too far because you don't want to miss this. All right, we'll be right back.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by
Veteran Rescue Mission.
I forgot.
It's okay.
I'm Fry Monster, here with Andres, here with John McClain, and here with Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
We're sick.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do next show without the Fry Monster here to introduce us.
Yeah,
but,
that's
we'll make
just
it. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Maybe I'll be the Fry Monster next show. We'll see.
Maybe I'll miss school.
Yeah, sure. Your mom would love that.
It'd
let me get her on the phone and ask her right now.
Yeah, call your mom. Absolutely not.
So welcome everybody to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, as the Fry Monster let us know. Always love when Andresito is our announcer at the beginning. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to get, you know, get a consultation and see if you could use somebody in your life to help you reach the goals you never imagined that you could possibly reach.
Right? Yes, sir.
And we just had Mrs. Candace McClain here in studio with us with True Counseling, talking about all the amazing work that True Counseling is doing for couples in the community, as well as the COVID-19 support group that they have this coming Saturday, March 26th at 5 p.m. in front of the downtown library. Those who feel alone, or you want to share your experience about COVID-19, how you triumph, definitely join her and join them down there in front of the downtown library, March 26th at 5 p.m. And now we have, I want to thank someone who's becoming a good friend of definitely myself. I'm sure more and more as Andreas gets to know him. We have Mr. Joseph Ersig here in studio with us. He is running for Oro Valley Town Council. And just in him telling me that, it was like I got a geography lesson, or got a lesson in sociology or social studies lesson, because I didn't realize that Oro Valley was a town. But thank you, Joseph, for being here with us. And yeah, absolutely.
John, thanks for the invitation. Yeah, we just passed the 47,000 resident mark, and we're 47 years old. So I guess that averages out to 1,000 people a year moving there.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
But it's, we're getting ready to touch on another 3 years, our 50th anniversary, and it'll be cool to see what God has planned for that.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And it's I think definitely, just the other day, when I found out that you're running for town council in Oro Valley, I was like, that's cool. I can definitely see that. But I guess in asking you, like, what in your background do you believe, like, has best prepared you and made you uniquely qualified to serve in the Oro Valley Town Council?
Well, in that I arrived here about 41 years ago, 81, and throughout that period of time, I've been deeply involved in the community with major sports events and teams and that sort of thing. I've just recently been helping the professional soccer team FC Tucson with what they've been doing. But most of my career has been invested in either marketing or all in association management.
Okay,
and when it comes to marketing, we're talking about connecting teams and events to the business community.
Mm-hmm.
And my desire, personally and professionally, is to connect people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of the next logical step for me. I've had a desire to pursue a civic leadership post for more than 30 years, and it was just never the right time mm-hmm. or the right opportunity. But I really feel led to do so now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's exciting. Most recently I served the El Tour de Tucson with their corporate partnerships and FC Tucson. And,
nice.
And prior to that, I helped, I was the president and CEO of the Green Valley Celerita Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, the Arizona Small Business Association. Mm-hmm. In every situation, I look to help small business. That's mm-hmm. really my passion, is to connect people and help small business.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
So right now, in order that we not pay, which we never have in the history of Oro Valley, a residential property tax, to avoid that happening and maintain the kinds of quality services that we have, mm-hmm. we need more businesses to move to Oro Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, the businesses who are there, I want to assist them as much as possible in helping make them as profitable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, more revenue for our town, and all the services will continue to be exceptional. That's where we've got a really great history of strong police and fire, and all of our town mm-hmm. services are extraordinary, mm-hmm. extraordinary. And it's a beautiful place. You've been up there.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah.
We've been up there. Yeah, that's
Push Ridge is stellar.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the school there, and then I think there's a church right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I see it out there, it's so beautiful, and mm-hmm. of course the mountains. I mean, it's amazing, and it sounds like you're very passionate about what you're doing, that you're running for council, which I appreciate that about you, because I can hear it just in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, have you ever done radio? Because you have a great voice, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
But I want to ask you, Joseph, is what do you feel are the most important challenges facing Oro Valley today?
I would have to say that it would be to avoid there being a residential property tax while maintaining our great services.
Mm-hmm.
We could use some more locally owned restaurants. Yes, it's a great place to visit. It's a great place to shop.
Mm-hmm.
But we need some more great local restaurants and more things for our young people to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm really excited about, there's a little bit of a setback, but we're hopeful that it'll be ultimately approved, the Oro Valley Marketplace.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
There's some really phenomenal ideas that have been built into the renovation of that place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a community and entertainment area complete with an entertainment stage that's built into that. A couple of proposed hotels and some really great living apartment complexes that are kind of built to ultimately be of quality to be able to convert to condos. But in order to get people to go back to shopping locally, you've just got to do something to entice people and provide compelling reasons for them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the developer that came in and bought the property a few years ago, their plans are extraordinary. And again, the hope is that ultimately that will happen and not be something that will be a negative to the residents that are in the area and ultimately benefit our community. So we're excited about that.
It's interesting. It seems like, I mean, whether it's your background or, just like Andres was saying, just, you sound just so passionate. Like what, I know for myself, I actually, surprisingly enough, ran for mayor back in 2011 of the city of Tucson. And, when I decided to do that, it was pretty much God, telling me, look around, who else is going to lead if not you? What did God put on your heart to make you feel like this was a direction you needed to go when there's, I'm guessing plenty of opportunity for you in any direction you decided to go?
Well, as you know, everything works out better when it's in God's time.
Mm.
And what was crystal clear to me up until now is that it was not the right time. I am a fellow from the Flynn Brown Civic Leadership Academy and a graduate of Leadership Tucson. Those things were great in training, but it wasn't the right time. And coming back to Oro Valley after I was down to Green Valley Sahuarita and being up there and seeing the things that needed fixing, I believe that everyone has a deep passion for something. And when we pursue that passion, that's when we'll succeed. Mm-hmm. And so I have been passionate about civic leadership. And this is an opportunity for me to be able to realize that and do so to the benefit of the community. Mm. And so much of what has... there have been recent decisions that have been decisions that I am not convinced were in the community's best interest. They were in the best interest of a council person or another. And I don't want that to happen. I want to listen. And more importantly, I want to do what I hear the community residents want to do. Mm. And so I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
That's super cool. And what would you say are your top priorities? I think I've heard quite a few of them, but I'll have you kind of restate them.
Sure. Number one is fiscal responsibility. We want to continue those exceptional services without residential property taxes. The other thing that I'm very excited about bringing to the table is economic development. Hmm. When I was down in Green Valley, Sahuarita, we did something called a business retention and expansion program. Basically, what that is helping the business people do their business better that are already small businesses, mm-hmm. but also be aggressive in going out and working with our economic development people and working with the Chamber of Commerce to go after some new businesses. So economic development is kind of a cornerstone of what I would bring to the table.
Nice.
Another thing that is, and I want to always try to keep things as positive as possible, but there are some issues with transparency that we have there in council. Mm. Too many decisions are made with in private executive sessions outside of being out to display and for input from the public. And then ultimately, a motion will be made based on what was discussed in that executive session. And we need to be more transparent. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to have the trust of the community and the support of the community. At the end of the day, it's about them. It's it's not about us. Mm-hmm. It would not be about me. Yeah. And then finally, strategic annexation. We've had something, it's been in the 40s of annexations that have happened to our community to better our community since we were founded. And I think the time is coming for us to take a really hard look at that because of the need for building more opportunities for business and more places for people to live. Mm-hmm. We have a company called Leonardo Electronics coming there and a great number of jobs. Right along with that, when the company decides to move here, they want places for their employees to live and they want things for their employees to do. Yeah. And we need to do a great job in order to make other companies like Leonardo Electronics want to move to Oro Valley.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff. Well, that's absolutely it. And I guess, you know, as we got 15 seconds to jump out of here, how can people connect with you and plug in and help out?
Thanks for asking that. Yeah. It's ercig4ov.com. That's E-R-C-E-G for OV.com. And I appreciate the opportunity to put that out there.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the show with us.
And, great to talk to you.
Yeah, I can't wait to congratulate you for winning council.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Pastor John McClain here with Andreas and the Fry Monster. We'll catch you next week.
Bye. From the Fry Monster.
God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary, supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.